אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרים.
We're reading excerpts from Baal HaSulam on the topic of building the future society. You can send questions to our site and pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yep, let's continue.
We're in excerpt number 46 from Peace in the World. In our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world. Like a wheel in the machine, therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world. For the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
Look at how it was at the time of Baal HaSulam. It was almost invisible. You could hardly see it. You could hardly detect it. And within 100 years, look at how obvious it is that the connection among all the countries, businesses, systems. We can't get away from this network that grabs us like fish in the water, and we can't get away from it. So it's clear that in this way, either we have to tear the net through a Third World War, or we will have to mend our relationships so that this net begins to work in our favor. For now, we're in a situation where the net is choking us. And not that it is ready to detect the flaws in it and is willing to mend them. It's true that common sense dictates that we have to correct ourselves, but the egoistic will to receive that's revealing more and more doesn't let us even understand or even think in that direction. We see it on all the people. So what do? There's nothing you can do. The world is not arranged in such a way that it can understand the problems, the difficulties, the right solution. No. Rather, in the world, there is a special group that's called the Rosh, the head, and that group has to do the correction. And then the whole world will discover that it's following it, following that group. But nothing else will change for the better. This is why these cycles that the world is going through more and more and going into further and further shattering only points to the extent to which we are still not ready to be Israel, Yesharkel, straight to the Creator, ready for the correction of the world. It's a big problem. Normally, we criticize the world. Why are they doing this? Why that? Look at this, look at that. The world cannot do anything else. They're all like beasts, like a herd following the will to receive that's emerging in them. Only we, if we rise above our desire to work in order to bestow and reveal our connection with the Creator, only then will we be able to turn to the world as well and bring them along after us and bring that way everyone into the general collective dvikut. adhesion. Clear? Good. Yes?
The engine of the will to receive continues to work without any context, and we just need to continue work and complete it.
Oh, what does it mean to complete it or complement it? We have to correct it. We have to take it in a different direction.
But you can't stop it. It will work all the way to the end.
Of course. There's no way you can stop it. How will it stop? The world behaves as it always does. It's going to become more selfish, more terrible, more awful. Of course. The whole work of correction is on us, on this small group. When we unite among us and discover the power of bestowal among us, and that force of bestowal is more than enough to bring the whole world after us. We just have to have this force. We have to create it among us. That's the only way to correct the world. There's no point looking at the world and saying, look at where they're going and what's happening to them. They're going according to the plan. And what they have is what they should have. The ones who are accountable are we. What we should do, because we are the ones with choice. But the whole world are complete righteous. Meaning what? They're in their will to receive, and that's it. And the way the will to receive acts in them is how they behave. This is why it says they're all like beasts. What can you ask of a beast? It works according to its desire. Okay? Let's go.
Excerpt number 47 from Peace in the World. The collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same. 2. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only in respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly as a result, they not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all, and the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, namely that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the public, of the collective, are one and the same, and by this the world will come to its full correction.
This is not about now. It's about when there is a connection between the world and the group of Israel. Then they will be able to connect to this group, the Achab and Galgal Ta'anayim, and they'll be able to receive, to be activated by the Galgal Ta'anayim, and raise man to Galgal Ta'anayim. In the meantime, it's happening in opposite forces, negative ones, through hatred. When the Achab hate the Galgal Ta'anayim because the Galgal Ta'anayim aren't providing them with what they need. This is the instinctive reaction. This is called having to achieve a state where it is done by the goodwill of the dresser and the goodwill of the dressee, meaning the Galgal Ta'anayim and Achab should understand each other and start providing each other. Achab will give the Galgal Ta'anayim the deficiencies, and the Galgal Ta'anayim to the Achab the fillings and the powers.
Does this need to be first the connection between us?
First, you need to build the Rosh, of course.
Is it truly before that? Won't like incorporation from the Achab help us?
You can't merge with them. You can't receive what they have. You also can't understand why they relate to us the way they do. And also, the hitkalelut, the merging with them, shouldn't be in a way that you're talking to them, but it's internal. As Baal HaSulam tells us that by correcting ourselves in Galgal Tehenai, in this way, in the world, desires appear, and in that way they become corrected from the general will to receive its awakening. It doesn't go through people, through their understanding and realization. It's out of our internal connection, through the will to receive that contains everyone. But when this will to receive begins to work in this mutual way of Galgal Tehenai Menachab, we begin to feel what's working, what's happening, what's present here. Meaning people begin to realize that something is happening here. Where is it happening? In me and outside of me. What is outside of me? It's also a desire, but it seems to me like it's more external. And then they begin to see that there are these movements, these connections, these forms of participation and dependency, etc. But that's out of the revealing of the connection. And the connection that should appear for now is only a negative connection, which they raise instinctively. This anti-Semitism comes out of a lack of something we are not providing. We have to provide the correction method, the method for scrutiny, for understanding what is happening in the world. It's not an external dissemination. The main thing is that we have to correct ourselves within, and then it'll influence internally and will be revealed in them. And then their relationship will change. Their relation will change. They'll have a more understanding, realization. What is their part of the work? What is our part of the work? There will be cooperation between Galgal Tehenai and Achab. Man, mad, prayers, questions toward the Creator, the one Creator for everyone, understanding of the participation. Yes?
So what does dissemination contribute to our internal work?
For now, because we can't do it otherwise. But the real work is not through these words that we say, this blah, blah, blah that we say or write. The real work is by correcting, by working with the desires, with lights and vessels.
So the time being, while we are doing this blah, 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 the paka paka, what can we take from that in order to connect between us more?
It still connects us. It does something. But we need to understand that the real dissemination is the expansion of the light within the desire. We're just causing it superficially to an extent.
Ken.
Yes.
In the previous excerpt, you pointed to Bnei Baruch as the one to blame for the deterioration of the world.
In everything, not just in this.
In everything.
Normally, egoistically, we want to blame the whole world. But in truth, those who are to blame are those who can do the corrections and are not doing it.
I'm really trying to feel to blame, but I don't manage to feel so. I don't feel to blame.
For sure, your ego won't let you.
So let's start with, how do you feel ashamed? What do we need to do in order to... Because from my point of view, it seems to me like we're doing our max. It's clear that you can say, I can add, but it seems like we're closed within the world. What is it? The evil inclination? What is it that I don't manage to see the blemish, the fault in me?
You have to think every moment, what is my choice? Am I realizing my choice? Choice means I can add. I can make a change in the world. Am I doing it?
I'm really trying.
Everyone says that. I'm trying with all my might. Thank God we heard it.
Okay. Now an additional question. Many times you said that the advancement of the world depends on the blows that they receive. You said so.
But that's not the right way. It's an awakening that we advance in this way because there's no other choice.
But without blows, they won't advance.
But this is in its time. It's not hastening it.
You said it's a must that they get blows, even in Achishena.
Yes, but these blows, when they appear as recognition of evil. When you look for it, when you want it to be revealed. You want it to be revealed because these are the revelations of where I can add in correction. It's called I awaken the dawn. I'm like an old man looking for something I lost. Okay. Yes.
Quand je parle de cet article en Afrique, les gens comprennent cela, que le bien-être d'une personne dépend du bien-être de la société.
When I talk about this article towards the people in Africa, they understand that a person speaks of the society he's in.
Le bien-être d'une personne dépend du bien-être de la société.
The benefit for a person depends on the benefit to the society he's in.
I don't hear a question.
No, it's not a question, I'm just saying.
No, don't make speeches. What's the question?
How do you implement something about this?
What is this? Ask, make a question.
Que le bien-être d'une personne dépend du bien-être de la société pour les gens qui n'étudient pas la sagesse de la Kabbalah.
How is it possible to implement for people who don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah that the benefit for a person depends on the benefit to the surroundings, to the others?
Tell them as much as you can. But again, as much as you can. You'll see that some will agree, some will not, some will understand, some will not. And they'll remain in some way. In truth, besides personal work, individual work, you can tell them about everything. Purpose of life, the essence of life, how everything is connected, how this whole system should achieve correction, what is the part in this correction of those who are at the rosh, those who are at the goof, at the body, and in the end it all connects into a circle where everyone is equal. You can tell them all those things, no problem.
But how, in a private way, in an individual way, can we implement that what's good for me is good for the others, for the city, for my surroundings, the people around me?
The ego will not let you do that. We are constantly advancing towards such directions where we are becoming more and more individualistic, each one in his own smartphone. And I don't see anything beyond that. Nothing. There are stars, there are skies. No. That's it. Whatever I have in my phone is what I see. That's it. It shows us our ego, how closed we are in it, that we're only looking in it. You see what everyone's like today. Previously there was philosophy, literature, novels, beautiful things. Today what I have on my screen is what I need, and besides that, nothing. What this Zuckerberg. What they decide, that's the world for me. Look at who's programming our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Such people.
Je suis d'accord que les gens deviennent de plus en plus égoïstes, de plus en plus individualistes. Ça, je suis d'accord. Et tout le monde voit ça.
אני מסכים עם זה שאנשים נהיים יותר ויותר אגואיסטים
ואינדיבידואליסטים. I agree with people becoming more egoistical and individualists.
בזמן שאני לוקח את אפריקה כדוגמה.
At the time when I take Africa as an example where there's on one hand rich people.
אבל רק יש שם הרבה עושר באפריקה אבל רק יש מעט
although there's lots of riches in Africa there's a small minority that benefits from it and all the rest suffer effectivement on pensait d'abord au
bien-être de la société les choses s'amélioreraient pour tout le monde
אבל אנשים ואז הם מתחילים לחשוב שאם היינו
and then they start to think that if we were to think in a good way towards the society then we could somehow do good for others for everyone
but it's impossible why are you fantasizing these things if they would think well in favor of society it would be good since when did you become such a socialist you think anything good is going to come out of it from thinking that it should be good
there needs to be correction I understand that
there needs to be correction but don't do it this way The only way you can do a correction, you still don't understand that correction is not done the way you think, the way you think in your egoistic mind. A correction can come only from above, through the group, which is as a transition, as a pipeline between the Creator and all the created beings. There has to be a pipeline, a conduit from the upper force, from the upper power plant provider to your Africa.
So everyone needs to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah.
In general, everyone needs to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to understand what kind of world we're in. Don't get into personal work, individual work, but get only into and give them an understanding like at school. We learn that there is planet Earth, there is the sun, there is the moon, there are birds, and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. We are given like a kit of knowledge of where we are. This is what we have to give every person in the world. A kit of knowledge of the system that we are in. This system is called will to receive. Within the will to receive, there is a special group that has to start working and become the connector between this will to receive and the will to bestow, the upper force. They have to be like a pipeline, like a tube, and then we'll all benefit from the abundance, from the light, from bestowal.
If I'm not in the picture that Rav is depicting right now, I'm not in correction.
You'll make all kinds of mistakes. This is why you need to explain it to everyone. You see all the wars they have there and what a mess it is. If you explain to everyone that this is how the world was created, how it's built, how it was built, and how it should achieve correction, how can we help that? Even just by thinking about it, that this is the system, this is how it achieves correction, this will be enough. It will influence everything. Okay? Start circulating this. Wait, we have who had to talk today? Who?
Eddie.
Where's Eddie?
No.
Yes?
יש עדכון מקבוצת נירנברג
על There's an update from the Nuremberg group about the Mir Congress there.
No, איפה נירנברג?
Nuremberg, where are you? Let's go.
Wir sind froh, mitteilen zu dürfen, dass wir in Nürnberg zwei Spiegelkongresse veranstalten.
We are very happy to announce that we have two Mir conventions in Nuremberg. In parallel to Latin America and North America, the convention will take place for us in Nuremberg. There could be about 180 to 100 people there. People can come eat here, sleep here, so it'll be very cheap. Just a few dozen euros, our center. You can get to it very easily. We also have here
die das auch etwas bequemer haben möchten, müssen nicht unbedingt ins Zentrum, sondern können auch in
an airport that's nearby for those who want to get here. Those who want to come here can also remain in the hotel and Airbnb. It's very easy to come to the convention, to our center.
Genau, wir freuen uns auf
jeden. Good. Where is it written? And what URL is there, the invitation? If I'm in France and I want to go over there for a Mirror Congress, where do I see it? Eddie, I'm asking you.
There will also be conventions in other places in Europe, and all of that is written on the CAB Academy site.
CAB Academy, what's that got to do with the Congress, with this Congress? How do I know that there I have to look for it?
So würde das koordiniert. So würde das koordiniert. Alle wissen Bescheid. Dort sind die Registrierungslinks.
That's how it was organized. Everyone knows it. That's where the links for registration are.
Wir wissen Bescheid, dass manche sogar aus der Türkei kommen. Es werden Freunde.
And we know that there are people who are coming from Turkey, from Köln, Düsseldorf.
People can come from all over the world, but when a person looks, does he know that he has to look for it there? On Sviva Tova, on the Congress page, you have all these bases and places, because CAB Academy is, seems to me like it's something marginal. It's got nothing to do with the Congress. I think there's on the Congress page there have to be all the Mirror Congresses. Everything should be there. Yes, Moshe?
It's an environment for students. They know how to connect there.
But if I'm not a student and I don't know where to look, why shouldn't it be at an organized place that brings everything together?
So on Sviva Tova. And Sviva Tova, there's a post of the Congress of all the conventions, and that's where the list of mirror congresses. There's the schedule of both conventions. There's study material. All the materials actually exist in Sviva Tova on the post. There's also links there.
So the CAB Academy, Sviva Tova, where else?
The Congress site.
The Congress site, where else? I heard already five or six places. Why? There has to be a Congress page where it's clear that it's there, and that's it. Yes, Moshe? Why is it always so dispersed? Or maybe I don't understand it?
We're different people. Each lives in his environment. They're students. They're not like us, like me and Moshe, who study every day. We're using Sviva Tova. Students use CAB Academy, and it's the environment that they use. You understand? They live there. They know where to look for it, whoever lives there. Whoever doesn't, whoever goes in the street, he probably doesn't know that there's a Congress in Nuremberg. He also doesn't have to get there. What's he going to do there?
Okay. What can I say? I'm used to everything leading to one main page, and that's how it's built. Everything should be in a pyramid, like you see it in the structure of the world. And with you guys, it's all over the place. Okay, what else do we have? More announcements? Anything? Yes. Oh, Monterey.
I was reminded that last year there was a huge impression, excitement. You also praised the success of the convention of South America and also North America, that there was also great preparation that was done, and accordingly also the results were like that. The question is, where are we towards the internal serious preparation that will bring that success and the upliftment just to a new state towards these two conventions that are upcoming as a world clean?
This is really a question. Tomorrow we want to get a report. Now Monterey will tell us a little more. We would like to hear a report from North America. I guess the New York group is leading it because it's in their area. They are organizing it, and it's in New Jersey. I don't know. I would like all of North America to tell us tomorrow in the morning lesson what is happening, how ready they are, etc., to give us a report. And also the Mexico group, Monterey. Now we're going to give them some time, but they should also tell us so we get a picture. You're right, we didn't get any impressions, any reports, nothing. Yes, Monterey. Monterey.
Hello, Rav. Good morning to everyone. Rav, we are ready, ready. We're waiting for you. Everything is closed. The hotel. We have great excitement to receive all the friends from South America, but we also want to do a very important invitation that all the friends need to pay for their registration. We have now the last few rooms for the hotel. There's no room in the hotel already. And the friends have to pay. There are veteran friends that didn't pay, even though they're organizers. We're telling them, please, hurry up, because you're coming from so far. Many friends are sending us video clips from Israel to give us impressions and focus to the Latin friends, and we want to make and do what is needed for us all to be ready in the hotel. The whole music department is ready, all the details for the lesson, the registration table, everything is ready. We just need that last attack for the friends to pay for the hotel. We need to do that already in order to keep those rooms. We don't want to send them to another hotel. We have 230 registered. We want them to finalize their rooms so that all the rooms will be full. We're waiting for you. And all the friends from the Latin Kli and the World Kli need to be assured that this is about to be a World Kli with all our hearts for you. So connect to your Latin friends. Like Niv said, it's part of the preparation. Each, come on, come on. Let's connect with the Latin Kli and the Kli from the United States. We need to feel all S1. And we're expecting a view, Rav, for counsel, something for the friends.
What's the advice? I'll be there in 2 days, tomorrow evening. I'm flying out, and it'll take how many hours? I have a long layover in New York, so it'll take a little more. In short, I'll get there, and let's hope everything is ready. About 20 people are coming from Israel. It's a big, very big delegation. In short, we will do it. We'll have a great Congress. Everything will be okay. But those who are not concerned with having a place to sleep, I don't know, they can sleep elsewhere. But they'll have a problem how to get there every time. If they still don't want to, if they're not responsible enough to do this. This should not be your concern. If they're not paying, they're not booking a room. So they're not. I stopped worrying about it a long time ago. You can't teach people in this way. When they see that they have no room, maybe it'll teach them for next time. Okay. So we'll see you in 2 days. Tomorrow we want to get a report from the New York group and in general from North America. And That's it. Moscow took off the question mark. Silicon, what do you want?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yes, Rav. We need to be leaders. We need to be a rush to the whole world, a head to the whole world. And now before the Congress, we have a problem. There are many problems for our friends to come that the Creator is putting upon us.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. All of these problems are... It's fooling you. It's how the Creator sets it up for you. If you don't accept it in this way, there's nothing for you to say. Don't tell me about it. Don't tell me lies and nonsense as if you got problems. Put it correctly. The Creator has given us hurdles, so we will overcome them and nevertheless come to the Congress. Period. Be well. If you come, great. If not, you're worthless. It's your test of loyalty to the goal. I don't want to hear anything else. New York.
Rav, despite their troubles, their obstacles that the Creator is placing, we're seeing in this convention, we're getting close to 600 registered. We've passed already 50 registers from last year's and above 100 new students that will be with us. And there's a lot of excitement. We're going to arrange a report from all the groups about the internal preparation, but definitely this convention, different from last year, the preparation was amongst many teams, many friends who connected with the world. So maybe there wasn't one central place like we did last year, but there were many actions of friends and different teams and different topics that built the content, that are organizing the content with the friends in the world. We're very excited. It's hard to put it in words, but we will arrange a report for the internal preparation from all the groups.
Very well. I hope you don't get overexcited and lose your common sense, but keep it managed well. And
thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. All S1, the World Kabbalah Convention in North America and Latin America. We're inviting all our students and our friends to the convention in Mexico, May 17th through 19th, and New Jersey, 23rd to the 26th of May. For registration and additional details, enter kab.info/Congress. The Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to acquaintance evenings that will take place all over the country. It'll take today on May 14th in Ashdod and Chedera, and tomorrow in Ashkelon. It will cost 15 shekel with RSVPing. For details, through the phone 1-700-509-209 or on the site www.kabbalah.com/kabcoil. And we'll sing a song.
Let's go. מגיעה.